And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a very special edition of Musings from the Grid. I am whatever color Ranger Michael. It's early in the morning. We're not doing Ranger colors. And I'm being joined by Brian Massey.
Hey, everybody.
It's been about a week at the time of this recording. Yeah. That we have learned news of the passing of Jason David Frank, and so that is what we're going to be talking about. So for those who have been living under a rock or who have been in denial, either is perfectly fine in this regards. We all kind of started seeing things very early-ish, like a little past midnight Saturday night into Sunday morning. Last weekend, in regards to Jason David Frank, starting with some Instagram stories from Blake Foster and Bad in the Sun. A friend of mine who does runs conventions shot me a text at like 2 a.m. asking if I was awake. Of course, I was not. I'm a normal human being. I sleep at 2 a.m. I woke up and, you started seeing the news that Jason David Frank had passed away. And then I know I was live on Twitch when official word came out through TMZ that Jason David Frank passed away and due to suicide. Since that time, the tributes have been pouring out for Jason. We've learned that his karate schools are going to remain open, Rising Sun's Karate. It's very interesting as this has been kind of rolling out with information. Brian, people, if they were watching my Twitch stream the day everything was going down, know my thoughts on things, which I'll go deeper into in a bit, but this is actually your first opportunity to talk about this, so I'm going to open the floor and let you talk about this.
Thanks. So unlike you, I was not a normal human being at 2 o'clock in the morning that day. I just real fast, and it's not super important, but I just want to paint a picture real fast. There was so little information at that point, and I had just seen like some really vague tweets, I think from like Living Ranger Key or some other Ranger podcasters who were saying like, no, this can't be, and stuff like that. And I was like, what? And I had to do some diving, and you know, as much as we have kind of made fun of during our reviews of Mighty Morphin, you know, it being the Tommy show starring Tommy Oliver.
And even cards. When we have Zio come out, which will most likely be coming out in January.
I will completely 100% admit my heart sank. Because I didn't, it was so unexpected. And not to make this about him, but this was coming right off the heels of Kevin Conroy's passing. And so it just, you know, the thing I kept saying to everybody was like, 90s kids are not okay right now. That's really how I felt. Jason David Frank passing, I mean, you know, love him, hate him, he was the face of that franchise for such a long time, and I would argue he still kind of was, if not the face of the franchise, one of the faces of the franchises. And, you know, who's the one character who, like, whenever there's, like, con-exclusive stuff, who's the one Ranger that gets that stuff? It's because he was so popular, and he was so well-known in the fandom, and, like, he was, like, an ambassador of the brand, and, you know... To just see that not to get too much into his personal details, but like just to see what was happening and like what led him to do what he did. I don't know. It was a shock to me. It was an absolute shock. It was a punch to the, it was a punch to the stomach.
I think, because you brought up Kevin Conroy, like that came out of left field on a lot of us, and we end up finding out that he had a very brief battle of cancer on that one. And, I remember, because I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota for Twin Cities Con, which we'll be plugging that stuff in a bit because, we'll be announcing some content coming out soon.
Sure.
Before the upcoming season of Zio, which should be coming out in January. But I remember when Kevin Conroy passed away, there were literally people on the con floor, and this is like an hour before the first day is supposed to open up, where people are like crying on the convention floor because of Kevin Conroy. Now, like, can you imagine, like other conventions, for when Jason David Frank passed away. We know Johnny Young Bosch canceled his appearance at a convention because the JDF's passing hit him extremely hard. And so it's like, you had like almost everyone on like social media or at conventions just like, feeling that heart, that heartbreak. I mean, yeah, like you mentioned, like we can Well, Froer Jarks were very like I kind of put in the statement that we put up online. It's like we may be very snarky, but
That's just who we are, man. But
yeah, but we definitely feel it. But then hopping onto the one point that you're saying about, the personal life stuff, like, and I had this conversation with Sasha and Ben when we were at our Thanksgiving dinner on Wednesday night. And yes, we do Thanksgiving the day before Thanksgiving. We're not normal,
Nothing wrong with that.
but we were I was mentioning them, it's like I'm a little nervous about putting out the Twin Cities panel because I did Musings from the Grid, a Power Ranger fan panel, because I was the only one, which is why it was called Musings from the Grid, not Voices from the Grid. Whereas if we had multiples, it would be a Voices panel. There's a differentiation on how we do our panels at conventions. But I talked about at the panel in Minnesota about my concerns for JDF. And I explained to them why at dinner, which I'll explain here, and then when we release that panel later, you'll see me talk to everyone to the audience about it. But if you remember Phoenix Comic Con, that Punisher cosplayer who showed up with a loaded shotgun, loaded handguns, and knives, and he was like with the intent of wanting to kill Jason David Frank. Thankfully, nothing came of that. The guy got arrested. It's serving time and all this other stuff. But what was the big thing that JDF went on about? Convention safety. Convention safety, convention safety. My interview with him, which we shared in our statement so it could be out there, was again first like 20 of that 40 minutes was him talking about convention safety, then us just talking Power Rangers and nerding out together. About a year later, he does like a 180 and he's all about guns. It's like, look at these custom guns. Look at those custom guns. Look at these custom guns I just got done. Guns, 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 guns. Well, wait a minute. What about convention safety? What about safety for all to make sure that when we all go to these shows, we're safe and stuff like that? Why did that get dropped in favor of guns, 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 guns? Look at these custom guns I got. And then you see Lord Legend of the White Dragon, and you see that's a very dark thing, and that he's playing this character who's essentially, as I was reading, it's apparently him in real life, because it's about a character that's trying to still deal with the loss of a brother. As we know, Jason lost his real life brother Eric in 2001, around the same time that Tui passed away due to the car accident. And then now he's got all these other personal conflicts that are going on, as his wife Tammy just put out in her Instagram post, openly admitted to the fact that they were having issues in their marriage. And I don't like diving into that, but the thing is that now that it's been made public, we can kind of talk about it. So it's like something obviously wasn't right with Jason. And, and that's why I expressed my concern for Jason David Frank, because it's like you can kind of see it from a distance that something wasn't right. And I hate saying I was right, but I was kind of right in saying that something wasn't right with Jason David Frank. And I hate saying that. I really do. So.
I remember I remember when the most recent Power Morphicon was coming up, and JDF was going to be there, and there were a couple things that happened there. For starters, some people were saying like, "Oh man, I don't know, he seemed kind of out of it at the con."
He seemed off.
He seemed off. He looked a little rougher than usual, maybe. That was some people's opinion, and I could kind of maybe see what they were saying, but I was also like, well, guys probably just getting older, trying to do, I don't
Mean, he
know.
was 49 years old.
Yeah,
I
but
mean, we don't get
the
younger.
no. But the one thing that was of note was he was at a panel. I forget which one. I think it might have been an MMPR reunion one. And he openly declared that he was retired as the Green slash White Ranger, or just as a Power Ranger, he was
Yeah,
retired.
he announced that he was retired as Tommy Oliver. Like he was just retiring from the franchise as a whole, which led into the whole Legend of the White Dragon stuff.
Which there's also, you can dive deeper into it, but apparently the Legend of the White Dragon stemmed from an argument he had with Hasbro, where they were like, well, we don't want to do this Lord Draken stuff. We have our own ideas, and you're a guy in a suit, you're replaceable. Which that could have been, because he put money into that Lord Draken short. He funded that because he wanted something to happen with that, and they were going to pick up a series, and then Hasbro was like, nope.
Well, I think
So
that
I
was
think,
right. I think it was going to get picked up, and then Hasbro bought Power Rangers from Saban, and they were like, "No, we have a whole different direction that we want to take this in." So I think if it was still with Saban, it would have happened.
I think so too.
But because of the sale and the timing of everything, that's just why. I mean, we're still getting Draken in the comic books, so.
You could argue that Legend of the White Dragon was his way of going, well, if I can't do Lord Dragon, then I'm gonna do my own thing. And I was like, okay. Like it Overall, my whole thing was, and my stance was like, I didn't want to post anything until we had some concrete evidence. And I don't know why it took so long to get concrete evidence as to the fact of whether or not JDF was alive or not.
I mean, I knew that Sunday morning around, I think, 10 or 11 in the morning because of a phone call.
Right. And then,
So I knew based on the phone call that I had, but I didn't want to say anything because it wasn't my place, you know.
I get that. I think I learned right around like noon, 1 p.m. I don't the probably the part where I it because it didn't feel real to me. It didn't feel real because you lose your childhood heroes as you get older. That's just the way life is. But it didn't really feel real to me until, and this is gonna sound horrible because I don't know, I was still dealing with the loss of one, and then we have another. And it didn't feel real to me until I was watching Amy Jo Johnson's Instagram stream where she started breaking down crying, and I was on the bus and I'm sitting there watching that, and then I was trying not to break down crying on the bus. And that's when it felt real to me. I was like, oh my God, he's really gone. Yeah, it just.
I think when, and apparently it also just kind of came down to one missed phone call. As we end up kind of finding out, Blake Foster was apparently the last person Jason called, and Blake missed the call. So who knows how that, I mean, we probably wouldn't even be recording this right now, and we're not putting any blame on Blake. Real people
No.
have lives, It's like we're not putting blame on him.
Yeah.
But
No,
like,
no, no.
if he was available to take that call,
Yeah.
could things, I mean, could we be re would we be recording this episode right now?
Because, like, at
You know,
that
that, and that's,
point,
reality of things, because it's like you
yeah.
never really know what happens. And it's like, please, if you're having issues and you are feeling suicidal, there's a new hotline number. It is 988. It's not some long phone number or anything like that. It's just 988. Just, dial that and get, the help that you need. And,
You can call and you can text. Yeah. I mean, and even if you feel like nobody's gonna listen or nobody cares, people do care. Please reach out. And like going back, yeah, there's absolutely no way that you can put that on Blake. Because at that point, Jason reached out, he didn't get a phone call. And I mean, at that point, his actions were his alone, unfortunately. And we're sitting here recording this now because of that. That's the reason
And
why
for
we're
the
recording
record,
that.
this is just a really weird episode for us to be recording.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I understand why we were the two that were kind of asked to do it,
Yeah.
because we're the day oneers,
Yeah.
but this is still just a very
Yeah.
weird episode to try to record.
Yeah.
And we're doing this literally a week to the day
Yeah.
after. So, because we
Yeah.
wanted to
And
like kind of, we kind of wanted to let it like sink in, I guess you could say.
yeah, I think I don't think I would be able to have structured as many thoughts that I want to express or have expressed so far. Had it been like a, oh my God, he's gone. All right, record. Like, what? I still need information. Like, what's going on?
We still don't have all the information. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, this is like Kevin Conroy just came, kind of came out. It's like, oh yeah, he had a short battle of cancer. He just didn't want to announce the cancer or anything like that. It's like, okay, cool.
Sure.
That's how it was in 2015 with Lemmy from Motorhead.
Yeah.
Lemmy, passed away to a lot of us, which was sudden, but it was like, no, he apparently had cancer and he wasn't going to announce it until he was ready to and stuff like that. So it's
Yeah.
like, that's one thing. And then, but this is a completely different one. There's
Yeah.
more factors involved, and there's more to the story than what we know. And we're not going to report on those things when they come out, because it's just not something we want to do.
Yeah, because we don't want to. That's not what we want to focus on, I think. What we kind of want to do, and forgive me if this sounds a little schlocky, but like what we want to do is we kind of want to do what JDF was doing at conventions, is like celebrate the franchise. We want to talk about the show. We want to talk about what we like about it, what we dislike about it, what we why we're fans in the first place. And like I would argue, just hearing JDF talk, he was a fan too. I mean, yeah, sure, he hyped up Power Rangers, but like he was one of us too, because I mean, like, just look at him when he met Stanley.
Oh yeah, like the fact that Stan Lee literally went out of his way to actually go see Jason David Frank at AwesomeCon in DC was hilarious.
Which that there's a whole other like sub layer to that, which I love, but I'm not going to get into here. But suffice to say, like, because Stan Lee was one of the first people to try and make something like Power Rangers happen with like Sunvolcan back in the day. So like
Oh
to see
yeah,
that he
no,
was
like, well,
still.
him and Sab well, Stan Lee and Saban essentially worked together to bring Spider-Man over to Japan, and then in return, Stan was helping Saban try to bring Sentai here to the United States. It just took a decade longer to happen between Spider-Man and Power Rangers. Which I have interesting stuff on that because of an interview I did with Wendy Lee at DerpyCon back in October, which that will be going out soon.
I can't wait. I can't wait to hear that.
Yes.
But yeah, I love
See how we're trying to bring it to a little bit more positive spin? You know, it's like, oh yeah, we got cool stuff coming soon. It's like, we're not trying to be such downers.
One of my favorite videos was that JDF put out was he was reacting to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Justice League comic that came out from Boom a while back. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
And
I mean, I have the trade right behind me in my bookcase, but you know,
I've got all the individual issues
I
myself.
have all the individuals plus the trade.
Nice.
Hardcover too. Has to be hardcover.
There's a few trades I need to pick up, but I haven't had the money. Anyways, but there's an Instagram video where he's talking about that, and he's like, I mean, it's cool that we're getting to meet with like Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, but I mean, I was a Marvel guy. I wanted them to meet like the X-Men or something. I would love to have like the Green Ranger fight Wolverine or something. And I was like, this guy's a nerd.
I mean, that could happen, but I think the thing is that Boom really works more with DC and IDW more than anything. Working with Marvel at this point, you have to go for the House of Mouse, and that will be a bit more problematic.
Well, also keep in mind they had Power Rangers and then they sold it back to Saban, so I can't imagine, the mouse is very keen on working with, the spandex boys again.
But we do have TMNT MMPR2 coming out soon, comic books. So that'll be fun to see where they go with that. So I actually liked one of the variant covers that they showed for issue one, which was Lord Zedd, but it was Krang coming out of the visor of Zedd.
Yeah, that looks cool. I got the Power Rangers during Turtles in Time as my wallpaper from
Yes.
issue three. That looks
Yeah, I
cool.
found that. I saved that on my phone, so I have it. It's not my wallpaper on my phone, but I saved it though.
It's that was too beautiful. I was like, that's one of my favorite games ever. I'm wallpaper.
Yeah, but there's only so much we can say about Jason. It's unfortunate. We're both very fortunate to have met Jason. Sasha has also met Jason. Sorry, Sasha, that your picture didn't get put in the release.
We I didn't know.
I asked if anyone wanted to contribute something to it, and you said keep it short. Contribute something also technically meant pictures. But yeah, and I shared it on my Twitch stream. I'll share it on here, and I think. Because do you have any JDF stories of when you met him or just.
I can share the one story real
Okay, share
fast.
that and then I'll share mine. We'll do the wrap. We'll promote some of the content that's coming out soon and we'll get
Sure.
rolling.
Sounds good.
This has
So,
already been weird enough to do anyway, so.
I just figured, now would be the appropriate time to, because I can't imagine during an episode or anything like that would be an appropriate time to share a story like that, which is why Musings exists. But, I went to the 2017 Awesome Con with the full intention of meeting a couple people. I forget who all it was I met there, but I know for a fact.
Well, Stanley was there. JDF was there.
Was that the one that Adam West was at too?
No, Adam West and Burt Ward was the year before, because we
Okay.
had the board up for Adam West because he had passed away like a week before
Right,
the
right, 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 right.
convention.
Yeah. Okay. So I had met Adam West the year prior. Anyways.
I hate to say that.
I was trying to get the timeline right. So, 2017, I went down there with the Castwave guys. We had a table, like we always do, and I brought down a few things to get signed, and one of them was the Legacy Power Morpher. I had the Green Ranger, White Ranger Morpher, and this was like right after the whole the Phoenix Comic Con thing that had happened, that you mentioned earlier. And I was standing in line and just kind of like, all right, because at that point, I had been part of Castaway for about like 5 years, and I had gotten to interview a lot of really cool people, a lot of celebrities. And I was like, okay, this guy's my childhood hero. I need to be cool about this. I need to, I don't want him to think I'm like another. And I don't know why I was thinking this at the time. I didn't know why. I was like, oh man, I don't want him to think I'm like too much of a fan, which is such a stupid thought. But I was trying to be cool. I didn't want to like mark out. You know what I mean? And then he shows up, and I get to like shake his hand and talk with him, take a photo. And I talked with him, and I swear to God, I turned into a 6-year-old again. Like, I was that 6-year-old that would run off the bus every day, run home, get a snack, turn on the TV, and for 30 minutes, I would just sit there and watch Power Rangers. And I got to tell him about, like, how much he meant to me, and like, just like, I can't tell you how much I bugged my mom about getting stuff because I just thought that you were the coolest like ranger ever, and I needed this, I needed that, and I've still got a lot of that stuff too. I'm even looking at my Dragon Sword from back in the day right now. And just talking to him, and like he let me gush, and like he never rushed me because there's so many celebrities I've met at like a convention where like you have to just kind of say hi, thank you, bye.
Yeah.
He did not do
William
that. And
Shatner
like
being one of those people.
Adam West, unfortunately, being one of those people, I would have loved to have talked to him more, but I got his autograph. But like, yeah, he was like, hi, thank you, bye. Like, it was very quick.
I mean, at
That
least
was.
with Stan Lee, because I gave him something that is considered obscure, which is the Guardian Project, which is what he did with the NHL. Like,
Yeah.
he looked at it and he started flipping through the pages and he was like, oh, cool. Because that was like a pet project for him, you know. So at
Yeah.
least I got like a little bit of reaction out of Stan Lee, you know, which was
Now
cool.
that's a comic book.
I wish they had done more with that so much. Oh man, that had so
Yeah.
much potential. But anyways, your story.
So it's wrapping up, but like, I gushed at him, and I gushed at him, and got to hear him talk about some of his projects that he was working on. And he signed my Morpher, and like the coolest thing too was like he didn't just sign the one window where like the Morpher is. He signed the coins too. So like he signed the window in green, he signed the green coin in green, and then he signed the white coin in white. And I was like, oh my God. And like that's been part of my centerpiece on my shelf now. Ever since, really. Like that's like I don't know if you have any of these, but that's certainly one of the things that like I'm grabbing in a fire situation.
So, and I'm being given I don't have a paid Zoom account, so it's giving me the remaining meeting time, 9 minutes.
Gotcha.
So
Gotcha.
I'm gonna do this quick, but my
All right.
first meeting was Otakon 2012. Got to meet him. He signed my DVD copy of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, where he signed the cover and then he signed the DVD. You know, that's just how Jason was. And I told him, like, hey, I just finished acting school because I literally did the day before. You know, it would be really cool to work with him, and even if it's just him beating me up. And you know, then fast forward to later in the day, we do the Q&A session with Jason DeFrank, and he you know, Ed Prinstairs, who I went to high school with, he was dressed up as a putty. And he did like a thing where he was acting as the putty that JDF threw the trash can lid frisbee style at in the first Green with Evil episode. And I made a joke after he was done going, like, you know, imagine I went to high school with that guy. To which I got laughs, and I asked JD about his tattoos, and he started talking about him, and he was talking about the one tattoo on his arms about like it's like all this gambling stuff, and he talked about how he sold his comic books collection to buy his karate school, and how you have to take gambles, and then he turned it into like advice for me, and he was like, "You have what it takes to make it in this industry, and I can't wait to see where you are down the road, because you have what it takes to make it in this business," where everyone just started applauding me. It's like, oh crap. Fast forward AwesomeCon 2017, and I was pestering Ben Tenrod to be like, dude, you have to let me introduce Jason David Frank for his thing. I don't have to moderate, I just have to introduce him. Because, I explained it to Ben. It was like, this is why, and blah, blah, blah. Lo and behold, I didn't get to introduce Jason David Frank to the panel, but I didn't get to meet with him, and I did the photo op thing with him, and I got him to sign the photo, which eventually I'll get put back up on my wall, because I just recently did a remodel of my room, so I need to get everything back up still. And he and I remember going through the line to give him the autograph, and him and I were talking. It's like, yeah, in 2012, at Otakon. And he's like, oh yeah, I saw your Instagram posts and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, no, it'd be really great to like do an interview or something like that. So me doing the interview with him ended up becoming the full circle moment for me, rather than being able to be on stage with him. So it's like 5 years later, you get to still do this. And it was like, and look at where I am, 6 years later, or no, 5 more years later. Wow, it's been 10 years. And so, but yeah, so it's like you kind of look at it from that. It was really cool. Like, I only paid for the autograph. He's like, no, let's do selfies. And then we did some selfies and stuff like that. Like, that was the other thing with him. It's like I could have like pulled out like the comic book that was in my bag and just be like, oh yeah, but I was like, the guy's like, nah, just the one signature is fine and stuff like that. So, but yeah, it's unfortunate that he's gone. We're not going to share our socials. We'll just share the Voices from the Grid one, which is Twitter at VFTG underscore PR, TXHTHockey.com/VFTG. And if you're going through a rough time, it's 988. Call or text that number. That is the mental health hotline. It's, use it. It's there for your benefit, so.
Things are not as helpless as you think they are. Your brain is being extremely mean to you. Please reach out.
So with that, until the next time, Jason, you will be missed. We'll see you on the flip side.